And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Future Brew right here on maizeandbrew.com. I feel like it's been the hottest of minutes since we've last recorded our Michigan football recruiting podcast here. But you know what? There's a lot going on in the world of recruiting. So why not just come back from the depths of wherever we've been over the last like 3 or 4 weeks, it seems like, and record a podcast for you all, because there's a lot happening, a lot of official visits coming up, and a special visitor from this past weekend. But we'll get all to that in just a second. But I just want to bring in my co-host very quickly, John Simmons and Seth Berry with me per usual. John, how you doing today, man? It's been a hot minute.
I'm good. I'm excited. Adley Rushman got called up to the O's. I'm an Orioles fan. So
hey, there you go.
I've been following that. So, I mean, pretty good.
It's probably been a pretty good weekend for you, considering that highly anticipated prospect.
Yes. Not exactly Michigan football related, but I'm just so
no, excited. No, that's okay.
I bring it up whenever I can.
Hey, baseball is it has a special place in my heart as well. Tigers got a lot of good prospects on the up and up as well. So hopefully Rutschman continues his success in the bigs. Seth, how are you doing, my friend? It's been a while since I've last spoken with you over these podcast airwaves. So how have you been?
Yeah, I've been pretty good. On a baseball note, you talk about the Tigers prospects, but I wish their record would be trending up a little better this year. I'm a baseball fan, follow the Tigers as well. So on that note, I can kind of vent my frustration with how that's going with the AJ Hinch and the boys this year. But other than that, yeah, I'm good. Looking forward to get to talking about, some of these official visits that are coming up on the Michigan football front here in June. So we're ready to roll.
It's just to go back to the Tigers very briefly. I know this isn't a Tigers podcast by any means, but once Riley Green comes back from injury, I think they're going to start swinging a little bit better. And hopefully the team chemistry will follow that as well with him and Torkelson, some of the other young guys they got. I'm still hopeful, but I'm not expecting anything crazy this year. Maybe next year. We'll certainly see. Let's get to what our podcast is actually about, and that is Michigan football recruiting. Lots of visits happening. I mean, this is kind of the time of the year when prospects come to campus, check everything out, kind of interact with some of the other recruits that end up coming to campus as well. And you'll see a lot of that this upcoming month, in the month of June, when a lot of official visits start happening. Obviously Victor's weekend is always a huge official visit weekend for Michigan football. They get all of their pretty much top targets up on campus for that weekend. I actually want to start today's podcast with an unofficial visit that happened over the weekend, and that was from highly talked about recruit in the 2023 class, in-state five-star quarterback Dante Moore. He's been talked about quite a bit on this podcast, on Maize and Brew, on pretty much every Michigan website that you've probably looked at, the Michigan Insider, Rivals, On Three. Everybody is talking about Dante Moore. And for good measure, too, he's one of the better quarterbacks in this class. He plays in the city of Detroit. He's originally from Ohio, but moved to Detroit several years ago. He's the highest ranked recruit in the state of Michigan in this 23 class. He is a top priority, and he is a hot commodity for not only Michigan, but a lot of the schools, all of the big bloods, or blue bloods, I should say, pretty much wanting to go after him and land him. Michigan, Notre Dame, Texas A&M is starting to make its pitch as well to him. So lots of other schools as well. Oregon, he had visited. So you could pretty much just name a really good school, and he's probably either interested or the school's interested in him. So he unofficially visited Michigan on Friday, and pretty much the goal from this trip, it seemed like to me, is to really connect with Matt Weiss, and he got some good FaceTime with Sherrone Moore. Jim Harbaugh was unfortunately not on campus this weekend. He had other obligations that he had to meet. So he really, Dante Moore, had the opportunity to bond further with his potential future quarterbacks coach and both of his co-offensive coordinators there. So he got to talk with them, got to talk with Donovan Edwards as well, which is always good. And I believe Samaj Morgan was also on campus this weekend. They did like a photo shoot kind of a thing. So it seemed like overall the visit went well for him. John, I'll toss it over to you with just your reaction from this visit, what you take out of it. And do you think Michigan has taken another step forward in this recruitment? Because this is going to be one of those recruitments that they got to play the long game for.
Yeah, I think it was a positive visit for Michigan. I think they did a good job. You know, the big thing has been talked about in regards to Moore was like wanting to have a relationship with his future college coaches. And I think this visit gave him a good chance to get a lot of one-on-one time with Weiss. You know, he said he had some questions with offense that he got answered, but they also just kind of just talked about stuff outside of football as well. And even got, you know, some more FaceTime with Sean Moore, which is good since they're co-OCs. So, you know, in terms of building that relationship with the offensive coordinators in Michigan, I think it was a really good step. And another good indicator, I think, was that they're, you know, talking about stretching out his visits and, you know, maybe taking some during the season and stuff now when he wanted to decide in the summer before. And I just think lengthening that timeline only helps Michigan to keep making their pitch and getting him on campus and getting the coaches around him. So we'll see how far they can get him to go. But I think they're continuing to take, you know, baby steps and make up ground here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was, you know, it was a big weekend, obviously, for Moore in Michigan and getting him on campus. Once again, it was the thing I noticed with Moore, you know, when speaking about Michigan, when I was, you know, just going through various articles, is that he mentioned, you know, Michigan being the first and, you know, the first team that was kind of was interested and reached out and were the first in his recruitment. And, you know, in the recruiting world, that's not always a great thing, you know, because obviously schools come in down the road and, you know, you get just a bunch of schools that get interested, obviously, after, you know, after one offers. But, you know, there's something to be said for that. I think the loyalty element and, you know, knowing that Michigan was kind of the first on board, you know, to give him an offer and those type of things. So, you know, that's valuable and just Michigan letting him know that, you know, we're still here and, you know, we want to continue to recruit you hard. And, you know, we're obviously the in-state school, which is, you know, can be a big element to this as well. So, yeah, just continuing to, you know, to try to hammer home, you know, some of the points they want to make to him and, you know, feeling out the coaches and getting to know them more. And, but yeah, that was my biggest takeaway is his comments on that is Michigan, you know, being there, you know, since day one, and that could be a valuable thing in the long run.
Yeah. It's not a secret that, Michigan was the first to really go after him and offer him. He got his offer from Jim Harbaugh when he was in eighth grade. Michigan's been there from the start. Now, the comments that he made about that, Seth, I don't know. I'll push back a little bit on what you were saying with like how Michigan was the first. I don't really think that's going to matter at the end of the day, quite frankly. Dante has always been a guy that values relationships, and that's been pretty evident with how highly he thinks of Notre Dame is because he's very close with their offensive coordinator, and I believe he's the quarterback coach as well, Tommy Rees, very close with him, probably the closest coach that he is with at this point, just from a recruiting and relationship standpoint. I think he's probably done the best job out of anybody as far as that goes. So I think it does play somewhat of a factor of why Michigan is sticking around, and I don't think it'll ultimately be a reason why Michigan would, you know, if he committed to Michigan, I don't think that would be the reason why, like, oh, they offered me first. I don't think that's going to be the case by any means. But I do think it does have like a sentimental value to him to where Michigan's not completely out of this yet. Now, I think if Michigan were another school where, you know, let's just say like they're, you know, Indiana, just for the sake of argument. Like, he's really interested in Indiana, and they were recruiting him the way that Michigan is. I don't think Indiana would be in this recruitment anymore because of the way they've recruited him. In my opinion, Michigan hasn't done a really good job recruiting Dante Moore. That's just the way that I view things. And I think if they want to land him, not only do they have to keep getting him on campus and playing the long game with him, but they have to really build that relationship up with Matt Weiss specifically, but also Jim Harbaugh has to be a huge reason why he would commit to Michigan, and Sharon Moore, obviously, getting some more face time in there as well. Throw Ron Bellamy in there a little bit too. He's one of their better recruiters. He recruits the state of Michigan. He's very well known within the state of Michigan and the high school ranks too. So I think the longer this plays out, kind of like what John was saying, the longer this plays out, I think the better for Michigan, just because if he were to make a decision today, in my opinion, it wouldn't be Michigan. I think it'd probably be Notre Dame. He seems very interested in Texas A&M, John, which I want to ask you about next, because it's reported that he's going to be taking an unofficial visit to Texas A&M the same weekend as Victor's weekend, which is June 17th, which is the big official visit weekend for Michigan. They're going to have a ton of top targets on campus there. We'll talk about that a little later on. But I wanted to ask you, John, and Seth, we'll get your thoughts as well. I'll start with John here. What do you think about Dante Moore? Now, it's not officially locked in. Like, it's not like I am for sure visiting Texas A&M June 17th. He did not say that. He said that the plan was to visit A&M June 17th on an unofficial visit. So I think the fact, John, that it's an unofficial potentially, that speaks volumes to how interested he is in their program. And he had even admitted he's interested in seeing how they were able to get the number one recruiting class. He's interested in, you know, I guess what the culture is like and what things are like down there to where they could get the number one recruiting class. I don't really have to speak a whole lot about how they got the number one recruiting class, because I think we kind of all kind of know. John, just speak on the fact that he's even interested in going down there, and the fact that it's an unofficial visit. I think that's kind of striking to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the unofficial visit is big because, you know, it means he can go back during the season. And we always talk about the rule that is just kind of like a recruiting rule of thumb, that if you want an out of region guy, you have to get him on campus at least twice during the recruitment. So that would open the door for A&M to do it. But I will take kind of put a more positive spin on it, that it kind of makes me, you know, a month or two ago, you know, you just kind of say, oh, he's really ticketed towards Notre Dame right now. It seems like kind of a more like a when, not if type of thing. But I think the fact that he's kind of looking at these other schools, like he visited Oregon and then now he's looking at Texas A&M, makes me think that he's really not set on going to Notre Dame right now. I think they're probably still in the lead, but I don't think he's totally sold on them, which gives Michigan a chance still. And I think over time, like Oregon, I think it's kind of going to fade that feeling, you know, if he doesn't get back there. You know, think about how Michigan did with Josh Connolly last year. They got him on campus for a visit and they had a great time. They were reportedly in the lead, but then, you know, time went on and he never got back to campus, and it just kind of, Michigan just kind of fizzled out. And I think that can happen to other schools that he visits out of region. But back to A&M specifically, if this is an unofficial and he gets back on campus twice, then that's what you have to worry about, I think. So if he ends up taking these official visits to schools again, then I'll start worrying them about them being serious contenders. But now I'm just kind of going to take it that he's looking at schools. He's not really sold on one right now. And if Michigan is kind of the constant here with all these different leaders popping up, then I think that usually bodes well for the schools that stick around every time he has, you know, a new top list or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think, first of all, I think the only comment that matters on this particular instance is Nick Saban's, but we can talk him. Maybe he'll have a comment on this if he wants to join Maize and Brew one of these days. But yeah, no, like I agree with that, John. Like I said, you made the point that we're, you know, Michigan playing the long game and making sure, you know, they hang around in this recruitment. Vaughn, I did want to respond a little bit to what you said, you know, my comment about if we can go back to that,
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Michigan being the first kind of involved. I could see how people could read his comments, and like it was a good point because it went through my head as well, like when kind of analyzing those comments about Michigan kind of being in the first, you know, first offer and offered in eighth grade and everything. It's just like you could have read it as kind of something where, you know, he's just looking at Michigan because they were the first ones, like kind of as a courtesy, you know. So that kind of went through my head as well. It's like, yeah, if they're in Indiana or like a smaller school and they're recruiting them like Michigan has been, like maybe they would be out of the fold by now. So I could definitely see like that angle and that take on it. So I just wanted to like hit on that, you know, and respond to, you know, that
Absolutely.
I could definitely see, you know, that point of view as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, there's so many different ways that could be taken from Michigan being the first to offer him. It's just, yeah, that was just my initial take on it. But yeah, I mean, this is just such an interesting recruitment. I mean, I've seen people compare this one to like the Donovan Edwards recruitment or the Will Johnson recruitment, where you just got to keep going. And honestly, I don't really view it as that as of right now. I mean, my feelings could change towards that, but as of right now, I view this one as a very unique one, just because he's gained so much interest from the out of region schools, and he's reciprocated that interest. Donovan Edwards never really had a ton of interest in leaving the area. I know he visited Georgia at one point, but it was really going to be either Michigan. At one point, it was going to be Ohio State, and then they kind of out recruited it. I mean, they went for Travion Henderson. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like a different recruitment to me. But at the end of the day, it's very much like a buckle up and wait and see what happens kind of a recruitment. I think this is going to play out into the season. I know that it seems like Dante Moore wanted to kind of commit sooner rather than later, but it doesn't really seem like he's prepared to do that, at least not right now. Perhaps things change this summer, but if I were guessing, I would guess that this probably goes into the season. He takes some visits on game days and perhaps ends up signing and committing to the same school during that early signing period in December. Guys, any final thoughts on Dante Moore before we move on?
No, I don't have any. I think we covered it.
Seth?
No, I think we hit on everything. So,
Well, good, because we've got a lot more to hit on with these official visits that are lining up, and it's crazy. I mean, every June, it really just comes out of nowhere. The month of June hits, and kids flock to campus, and it's just one of the best months of the year for football recruiting. It is truly just unlike any other recruiting month. It's going to be awesome. So let's John was so kind to type up on maizeandbrew.com. As of right now, it's the list of recruits that Michigan is expected to host for official visits during the month of June, and it really all kicks off June 10th. And it's the weekend before Victor's weekend, so we'll get to Victor's weekend right after this. But let's all talk about one prospect who's going to be visiting during the June 10th weekend, and I will start. And I want to talk about Paul Mubenga really quickly. Now, he's not a guy that we've talked a whole lot about on this podcast or on maizeandbrew.com, but he is a three-star offensive lineman from the state of Georgia. He is 6'4", 280, ranked 451st overall on the composite. Has some other pretty good offers as well as Michigan's. I mean, he's got LSU, he's got Miami, Penn State, North Carolina, Stanford, South Carolina, Texas, Texas A&M. So he's got a slew of other top programs wanting him to commit. And I saw the interview that he did with Bryce Maritsch over at the Michigan Insider, and it just makes me feel like this is a really winnable recruitment. I think academics are going to play somewhat of a factor here. The way that he was so articulate in that interview, it just makes me think that you know, academics are going to play a huge factor here. He just doesn't seem like a normal football player in high school. Like he's just trying to play football at the next level. Like it really seems like he's honing in on that student athlete part of it as well. So I think this would be a good addition to the offensive line room. I think there's definitely room for him to grow in terms of if he wants to play tackle or guard. I think at this point he would probably be best suited for a guard position, but if he puts on maybe another inch and adds a lot more weight, perhaps could play right tackle. I don't think left tackle is in his future, but I think he's a versatile piece that could really fit in at almost any position. I think he would be a really good addition to what Sherrone Moore's got going on here. So, John, who is somebody you want to talk about who is officially visiting for that June 10th weekend?
All right, I'm going to go down the board a bit and pick another offensive lineman in Christopher Tarek. He's a relatively new guy to the board, but I think he's really interesting. He was basically unranked just a little bit ago, and he's still only like an 83 on the composite, which is pretty low. But what's notable is that he's picked up like a whole bunch of offers since the month of May, including like Iowa and Wisconsin, you know, like really good offensive line schools to have. And I think him getting setting up an official visit so quickly after getting his offer is a big deal as well. But I just think he kind of reminds me of that Ashton Craig recruitment last year, where it's, you know, it's a guy from Big Ten West Country, just a nasty O lineman that blows up, gets a ton of offers, and he ended up in Notre Dame's class last year. We'll see if Michigan can pull him this year. He already has all of his five official visits set up, including the aforementioned Iowa and Iowa and Wisconsin, and then he has Duke and Illinois as well. So he's definitely a guy that Michigan can win. You know, being he's from Illinois, Sherrone Moore is his recruiting will be both his area and his position coach. So I think that's a really good chance. He's already been bumped up. Just looking at him now, since I last looked, he's already been bumped up to like an 86 by 24/7 Sports, and I think he has more room to grow. So he's 6'6", 295 right now. He could probably stick out a tackle with that length there. So I think he's just an intriguing guy to keep an eye on throughout the month of June.
Yeah, I hate using the term rising prospect just because I think it's just so cliche to use that term. But but he certainly does fit that kind of like rising prospect range because on the composite he's only an 84. He's at 887 nationally, but 24/7 has him as an 86. And I agree with the offer sheet that he has, like Iowa, Wisconsin. I mean, those are some O-line schools for sure. So if there's any prospect that is just going to keep moving up the rankings, as long as he has a good senior season and good summer and everything like that, it's probably Christopher Tarek. So that's a good pick, John. Seth, who did you have for this weekend, June 10th?
June 10th. And John, I don't have your list right in front of me, but I have an on three list. I don't know if he had the tight end Chico Holt from Houston, Texas.
Sure did.
Yes. Number 746 player nationally, you know, according to the 247 composite, number 42 tight end in the country. Is this a guy that's gotten some, you know, he's garnered some interest more recently from programs. I know Texas was a recent offer and he, I believe, already officially visited Northwestern. So this is a guy that Grant Newsom has been able to keep an eye on and get an official visit out of, which is, you know, the tight end room is an interesting one for the Wolverines in this class, just considering, you know, the decommitment from Raplea, if I didn't pronounce that right. I know I didn't, but
that's a weird one.
Yes, it's a weird one. But Holt is a guy that, you know, is visiting the 10th, you know, 6'5", 220, you know, we talk about rising prospect, whatever that means, but just a prospect that it has kind of garnered some more interest as of late from some bigger schools. So that's the guy I'm taking a look at. And then obviously, you know, down the road, there's on the 17th, Jackson Howard is visiting as well, who's a little higher end of a prospect, but it'll be kind of interesting to see where, where this goes with the tight end room with Michigan in this class.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick too with Chico Holt. I think he certainly is a riser in the rankings in the near future as well. And it is a position of need after Rappelier, I think is how you pronounce. I'm not sure. I've just been kind of guessing at this point, if I'm being honest. It's a weird last name.
I trust you over my pronunciation.
Yeah, it's just a total guess. I just look at the name and I just pray that I'm right. But I think that's a good pick. They're certainly in need of tight ends in this class. So there are going to be a few of them probably at Michigan's disposal here. So let's go to Victor's weekend very quickly. Running out of time here, but there are so many prospects that are visiting for this weekend. It's just insane. So I highly encourage you go check out John's article on maizeandbrew.com. There are a ton. So I'm just going to go with another guy that I think could very well be on commit watch after this one, and that's Joseph Mupoyi, the defensive end from Washington, D.C., Archbishop Carroll. He's a three-star, but again, another guy that I think is going to rise in the rankings. He's 6'5", 210. He is a teammate of a certain five-star that I'm sure we'll talk about as so many times in this 2023 cycle here. So I think not only will it help with Nicholas Harbor's recruitment, but I think it will help it just overall with the defensive line room because they're really looking to overhaul here. I think he is a perfect candidate to kind of take on one of those roles at the edge spot in Michigan's defense with Mike Elston and Jesse Minter leading the way. There's certainly a huge chance here for Michigan to seal the deal during Victor's weekend. I think he's a really good talent and certainly an underrated one at this point. So I think he's certainly one to watch for. John, who you got?
I'm going to go with Jackson Howard, who was mentioned a little bit earlier. But he, I think he's still listed as a tight end, but Michigan's kind of going after him as an edge prospect now. Mike Elston's kind of taking control here. And, you know, Michigan was one of his first offers as well. And he's racked up a bunch since then. And they were in on him early, but things cooled off for a while. But now with this pitch to be an edge, I think is really connected with him. Michigan made, his top four. He has official visits all scheduled to Minnesota, which is his hometown school, LSU and Miami. I think Michigan has the best combination of draft success and close to home that I think they can really pull it out here after would be a pretty kind of meteoric rise in his recruitment there. But that would be cool to see.
Yeah, no, that's a great pick too. I think he, wherever he plays at the next level, he's going to be a stud, whether it's D-line, tight end. I think he could very well do both, but I think he's probably best suited on the D-line, much like Nicholas Harbor, in my opinion, as opposed to playing offense. Seth, who you got?
Yeah, John, I know you mentioned Howard, and I mentioned him earlier. I knew he was versatile, versatile player, kind of play both sides of the ball if he needed to. And I'm sure certain schools are recruiting him as a tight end or looking at both or whatever. Definitely. So, but yeah, I had Charles Jagusa. That's another last name.
Close enough.
Close enough. But he's visited Michigan, I believe, at least a couple of times. And he has, I don't know, he's just sung high praises of Michigan every time he has visited. I know it's Notre Dame is in the lead, I think, on this one. And it's kind of a two-horse race, one of those two-horse races between Michigan and Notre Dame. But, Michigan's got him for an official on that Victor's weekend. And, maybe they can gather some momentum in terms of, trying to sway him toward the Wolverines a little bit there. Like I said, I know I love him as a prospect, 6'6", 300 pounds. Offensive tackle. I mean, I think he's just a monster. I'm just watching his film and kind of how he plays. But like I said, it's that two horse race between the Irish and the Wolverines. And, but Michigan, like I said, every time he has visited there and in his recruitment, he has sung really high praises of what Michigan's been able to offer him. So hopefully that's one that Michigan can win that battle. But like I said, it's going to be tough with the Irish in the mix as well.
Yeah, that really is one to watch too, Seth. I think it certainly is a two-team race between Michigan and Notre Dame. top 100 overall prospect, four-star, number 8 overall at the offensive tackle position. I think he is a stellar talent. So that would be a great addition. Again, like I said, so many high-end prospects visiting for this June 17th weekend. I wish we had more time to talk about it. We just don't. So go to maizeandbrew.com, check out all those visitors for that weekend. So let's move on to the final weekend here of June 24th. As of right now, not a ton of visitors scheduled for this one, but I do want to talk about one in particular at the linebacker position, and that's Jaden Ausbury, who we really haven't talked a whole lot about either, but his name has kind of reemerged as one to watch for as far as Michigan's chances are concerned. Going to be officially visiting June 24th. He's also officially visiting Auburn June 3rd and then Notre Dame June 10th. Certainly some blue blood competition going on here, but he's a top 50 talent, one of the best linebackers in the country. It's going to be tough to pull him away, I think, from the South, specifically Auburn, I think is really the main one to watch here, since his brother in the 22 class had committed to Auburn and is at Auburn right now. But you know what? Just get him up on that official visit, see what happens, and just hope and pray for the best. I think he's a really good player, so we'll see how that goes. But John, who you got for this June 24th weekend?
I'm going to go with the guy who wasn't on my list because it was just announced today that he's going to be there that weekend, and that's Riley Van Poppel, who is a four-star lineman from Texas that was offered during the evaluation period. He could play. He's being recruited on either side of the ball, but Michigan's recruiting him as a D lineman, and I think he prefers that side. So I think he's a guy that has a high interest in Michigan. His dad is Todd Van Poppel, who is like a big-time prospect pitcher in the late 80s, 90s, didn't really pan out as a phenom, but he still had a good career. So I think he's got good athleticism and bonds. So I think that'll be an interesting recruitment there.
Yeah, I think that certainly is one to watch as well. And yeah, good eye with that one. That just got announced today, like you said. So certainly interested to see where that one goes. Seth, who is your guy for this June 24th weekend? You have the final prospect here.
I have Kelton Henderson. He's an athlete, the 299 overall player out of Lee Acres, Florida. He's a number 57 ranked player in the state of Florida. It looks like it's a two-horse race between Michigan and South Carolina. He's taking an official to South Carolina, according to 247, by on June 10th, and then Michigan will be the 24th. So someone who Steve Klingscale and the Wolverines have been able to keep their eye on. I don't know if we've talked too much about him in previous podcasts. If we did, I didn't take part in it, I don't think. But
yeah, I don't think we have.
Yeah, yeah. So just kind of a new guy to keep an eye on, and that'll be coming on the 24th. It seems to be, you know, Michigan, South Carolina kind of battling head to head with him. So yeah, that's my guy to kind of keep an eye on there to see what comes out of that for Michigan.
Yeah, there are so many kids lined up to visit for on an official basis in the month of June. So I mean, I can't state enough, go over to maizeandbrew.com. Not only just check out John's article, but we're going to have a ton more recruiting coverage as the month unfolds. Really excited to get all of this going. It really is one of the better times of the recruiting season, and just excited to be able to cover all of this again. So that's all the time we got for today, though. Thank you for tuning in. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. John, where are you at on Twitter, buddy?
At Simmons_John.
Seth, how about you, Fran?
At Barry_Seth14.
And follow Maize and Brew on Twitter at Maize and Brew, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Give us a subscription on YouTube as well. And 5 stars for all of our podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast network as well. We would certainly appreciate all of that support. For John and for Seth, I am Vaughn, and we will talk to you guys very soon. Go Blue.